Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with us. Thanks for staying with us. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. Stephen Preston is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. You've met him before. He's the administrator of the U.S. Small Business Administration, the SBA. And he's here to talk to us about some of the exciting things he's been working on with the SBA since he took over at the helm of that great organization earlier this year. Steve, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much, and I understand, congratulations, Arnold. You just had your ninth anniversary, I understand.
We just did, yeah.
And congratulations. You guys have been, you've been a terrific advocate for small business, and we certainly appreciate that.
Well, thank you, Steve, for saying that. I appreciate it very much. And, you know, this next year, hopefully, I'll be invited back to Small Business Week with the SBA. Will be my 10th consecutive year to help the SBA celebrate Small Business Week. So we're looking forward to that, and it's been a lot of fun getting to know. We've acquired some wonderful friends at the SBA, Steve, including some of the folks who are career people. As many people know, the SBA the folks who work there are, some of them are career people. They work there all, you know, their whole career, and some of them are appointees like you.
Right.
And but everybody we meet over the years, it's just been so exciting to see the light in their eyes, the excitement in their eyes, when you see them helping small businesses. And I bet you found that to be true yourself, haven't you?
Yeah, well, one of the things, you know, I've been in the job now about 4.5 months, and one of the things I've spent a lot of time doing, Jim, is getting out into the field, visiting our district offices. I've been really all around the country, and we just have unsung heroes throughout our network, people who get up every day really coming to work with a commitment and a mission to help small businesses form and grow, and really, you know, really, I should say, help the people who are starting their businesses and growing them, because it is so much about helping individuals in their daily lives, and it's really what we do all across the country.
You know, I had met a number of your regional directors and district directors and the folks who work in the district offices over the years. I've met many of them individually and a few together at Small Business Week. But about 2 years ago, I had an opportunity to attend a meeting. The first one, I've since done it again, but in those days, it was the first time to attend a meeting where all of your district directors were together in one room from all across the country.
Yes.
And those guys, it was a huge family that they were, and seeing them talk about what they were all doing across the country to help small business really made me feel good. I was very excited about seeing that kind of a camaraderie, that kind of esprit de corps, that kind of a family attitude that they had.
Yeah, and it's very important for me as a leader of the organization to be in the field listening to those people, because, you know, that is where we extend the hand of service to small business owners and potential small business owners every day. Mm-hmm. Listening to their needs and understanding how to serve them better is very important to me. And so that's one of the reasons I spent so much time out there, is to tap into that family and get their recommendations on what we can be doing back here in headquarters to help them do their jobs better.
Well, and you know, sometimes I think people get the idea that if you work for the government as a career, you just sort of go through the motions and you're just really kind of waiting on retirement. I never get that idea when I talk to an SBA person in the field.
Oh, I have to tell you, we have people that put in long hours. As you know, we make disaster loans. Some of the people in those disaster operations are working 7 days a week during periods of real tension, which obviously we've had a lot of over the last year.
Right.
And, you know, it's very, that puts a burden, a positive burden on me to make sure that we're doing everything we can to help them do their jobs more effectively.
To support those guys.
Absolutely.
About 30 seconds. Why don't you give us a little quick tour about what's going on in the disaster area? This was, you kind of got a break this year, didn't you?
We got a break in disasters, but I got to tell you, we had very significant backlogs, even a few months ago. And let me just tell you, we've totally redesigned our processes. We've moved from sort of a production line to a case approach, which basically means we have individual case managers for every loan, and we have people who have the authority to make decisions.
Wow.
And get supported by attorneys and other people that they need.
Uh-huh. Hold on to that thought, Steve. Steve Preston, ladies and gentlemen, the administrator of the SBA, the Small Business Administration, and I will be right back after these messages. One of the things we're going to talk about with the administrator when we come back is what's going on with regard to getting small business owners closer to federal contracts, the opportunity to do business with the federal government and their suppliers. Stay with us. It's 20 Tales. Stay with us. For you. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with Steve Preston, the administrator of the U.S. Small Business Administration. And Steve, when we went to the break, you were just in the middle of some comments about disaster relief before we get over into the contract issue, which I want to talk about in a minute. You know, Steve, when one of the things that I've learned as a manager is that when people don't quite get the job done that everybody hopes that could be done, and they're trying their best, the best thing to ask when those things happen is, what did we learn?
Yeah.
And Katrina was Katrina, and then the other one right behind it, Wilma, I guess, or whatever it was behind it.
Rita and Wilma, yeah.
Yeah, Katrina and Wilma. Those things, or Rita, whatever they were, those things, Katrina at least, was a disaster of biblical proportion. I mean, mm-hmm. I'm not sure anybody could have completely been prepared for all that. But so I think, to me, the appropriate question to ask, rather than you know, this department or that department didn't do their job in the face of a once in a 100-year hurricane, is, what did we learn?
Yeah, well, I think we've learned a lot, and I think one of the things we've learned is, even though we've got an operation at steady state that takes care of relatively small to medium disasters, we have to have a surge plan in place that taps the capacity of both the government, potentially the private sector, in delivering disaster loans. Is, you know, in our case, and obviously in other cases, I think the private sector is very well suited to help out the government, and we have to be very clear about what that ramp would look like on a very fast basis. Now, the other thing we've learned is, you know, with some good thinking and by putting people together, we can make a better process. And you mentioned, you know, how impressed you've been with some of the government employees.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at the end of August, we got our team together and we said, how can we fix this thing? Because we had terrible backlogs. And we fully redesigned the operation within a month. And within a month after the redesign, we doubled our production. We had 93,000 outstanding cases. We called every single customer to find out where they were in the process. And within a very short period of time, we've taken that 93,000 down to 37,000. And those 37,000 people that remain are people that we're waiting for. They're waiting for insurance. They're trying to decide if they're going to rebuild.
So the ball is in their court.
Mostly the ball is in their court. Now, it's a tough thing to say it that way, because a lot of them, you know, can't get insurance, or they
right.
can't afford insurance.
But you
or
can't move further until they accomplish something.
Yeah, but because we're calling all those people, we know what the problem is, and now we can go to other people in the federal government to say, hey, our customers can't get insurance, or, hey, our customers can't get their title from the county clerk of court, so what are we doing? We're putting people in the clerk of courts in certain New Orleans parishes to help them out with their work
right.
so that our customers... So we're actually doing a whole different thing here. We're going beyond what we can do.
Mm-hmm.
We've, you know, if you had an adjustment to your loan 3 months ago, it took over 2 months to get it done. Today it takes less than 2 weeks. We had, 50,000 people backlogged for making loan adjustments.
Sounds
Our
like
backlog is now 6,000.
Sounds like you've empowered some people.
Empowered people, and we pulled our own people in and helped them through a facilitated process, okay, to figure out how to redesign their own operation to make it better. And the other thing we did is before we did anything, we went to our customers and said, what do you think the problem is? I sent a cameraman down there to say, videotape our customers telling their stories. That's how we started out our redesign session. We listened to the people that we serve.
Right.
And our people have just performed tremendously in the process.
Mm-hmm. Steve, the disaster issue is something that's your charter, is part of your charter to take care of folks when those things happen. But those things don't happen all the time. Disasters, thank God, don't happen that on a daily basis. Small business owners making sales and making payroll, those things do happen every day.
Yeah.
And that's the everyday thing that the SBA does, is to help small business owners with those things. And where are we with regard to small business owners getting contracts with the government and with their contractors?
Well, we've already made a great deal of progress very quickly in this area. One of the things we announced a few things to help small businesses get more contracts with the federal government. First of all, we announced that we're tightening up the standards for what a small business is. Mm-hmm. Today, if a federal agency buys, has a contract with a small business, as long as that contract is in existence, if it started as a small business, even if it's 15 years later, that contract is still considered a small business contract.
Mm-hmm.
We're saying no more. We have a 5-year window.
So, and for example, if Ford had gotten a contract in 1915, then conceivably under the old rules, it could still be considered a small business.
Right. Now, these rules don't go back that far.
I know,
that concept is correct. Right.
Okay.
And the other thing, Jim, is, and this is probably what was specifically relevant, if a software contractor had a small business contract and they got bought by Microsoft, it was still a small business contract.
Right.
We said no more. No, if you get acquired by a big company, you're not considered a small business anymore. If you get a small business contract, after 5 years, you have to recertify as a small business and prove that you are. And this is very important. Now, what we didn't do...
That opens up a lot of opportunity for new small businesses.
Opens up a lot of opportunity. The other thing we did is 24 federal agencies now have a scorecard that we administer, and starting this year, we're going to grade them on how well they're doing with their small business procurement activities. They're going to get red, yellow, green on every number, any number of factors. Green is good, red is bad, and
right.
Yellow is kind of in between.
In terms of meeting their small business schedule, so to speak?
Yeah, and it's not going to be only the overall number. It's going to be on a number of factors, so
right.
We can see fully what they're doing.
I want to talk about that a little bit more, and I'm going to ask Steve when we come back, folks, about business matchmaking, which is one of my favorite SBA programs. It's 10 Till. We'll be right back with the administrator of the Small Business Administration, Mr. Steve Preston. Stay with us. Seven Till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with Stephen Preston, who's the administrator of the U.S. Small Business Administration, and we're talking about the contract issue. And Steve, I'm really glad to see that you're tightening up on the definition of what a small business owner is. You're making people reapply, so to speak, to make sure that if they're getting a small business contract, they still are. I know for a number of years, big corporations were sort of using sham small business owners to qualify for contracts, and they were bundling them all together, and it was preventing real small business owners from getting in there. And I want to thank you and your organization for continuing to clean that mess up and that was there before on the contract issue. And it sounds to me like you're moving down the road where you just about got it clean.
Well, we've got, I think there's always more to do in this area. It's a very large, complicated set of issues. And some of it, just also, Jim, is how do we make it easier for small businesses to do business with the government? And we're also doing a lot on that front, because even if there's opportunity available, sometimes it's complicated to work with us. And we're simplifying processes. We're actually just announced we're hiring more people in the field to help small businesses in the process. So there are a lot of things we're doing there.
Are you going to continue the business matchmaking program?
Yeah, we'll be continuing that. I consistently hear good things from people.
I love that program.
Those opportunities, yeah.
I have broadcast my show from a half a dozen of those around the country. And I'll tell you, Steve, when I see the excitement of the people who are there and the things that they're accomplishing, it makes me very happy to do that. And I want to thank there are a number of sponsors of that program, corporate sponsors. Folks, go to businessmatchmaking.com. That's the website for that site. Steve, I tell people about that all the time, not just when you're here.
Yeah.
And I encourage people to go there. Also, while we're on it, Steve, give us your website, please.
www.sba.gov. And we've just redesigned much of it to make it easier to use. We're in the middle of a redesign process. The front page should be much easier to use, and I think over the next 6 to 9 months, we're going to continue to make it a much more user-friendly, more accessible website for people.
It looks great, by the way, Steve. I've been there, and you're doing a good job there. One other thing before we go, tell us where we are with regard to loan guarantees. What's the basic classic loan guarantee for a small business? How has that changed over the last year or so?
Well, we've continued to grow, so the numbers are getting better, and we've specifically grown in people who are building facilities in what we call our 504 loan program, where people are financing large buildings or any kind of building. The other thing we're doing, Jim, which is very important, is we're continuing to expand a product called Community Express, which is a loan for typically for newer businesses where they also need counseling, and these are very much targeted toward either smaller businesses as well as sort of rural and inner city businesses. We have a real push right now to try to help drive small businesses into the communities in our country that need it the most, because that's what will bring jobs, bring economic vitality, and really change the face of communities. So that's a very important product for us, and it couples counseling with funding, which I think
very
is a great 1-2 punch.
Very smart. What about the loan guarantee amount? Where is that right now?
Loan guarantee amount.
Is it 80%? Is it still
80%? It can go up to 85%.
Okay.
Yeah, which is very significant, and that gives banks a lot of flexibility.
Absolutely. And if they wanted to try to get an SBA backed loan, they would need what they need to do. Contact the bank, right?
Yeah, they contact their local bank, and many banks. I'm sure anybody listening has got a bank that serves their local area that has SBA loans.
Could they contact their state SBA office and find out?
Yes.
And find out what lenders in that state are SBA lenders?
Absolutely.
Because all lenders aren't SBA lenders.
Pardon me?
Some lenders are not the SBA.
Some of them are not, but if you contact our local office, they would be able to put you in touch with banks in that area that provide SBA loans. And they would also help that small business understand which banks may specialize in products that are best for that particular business.
The good banks are SBA lenders, I should say, though.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. The ones who really want to reach out.
And it's not just banks. You guys have financial institutions out there that are doing, financial services companies are doing SBA loans. I know that you've got some of that. Steve, thank you for being here. Thanks for doing
Thanks
a great job at the
me.
SBA. You have a very important job, and I want to thank you for all you do for small business.
I appreciate that very much. Thank you, and thank you for your job.
Oh, all right, one last quick question, Steve.
Yeah.
Are you having fun?
I'm having a lot of fun.
Life's too short.
Yeah.
Let's have fun.
It's a great opportunity to serve.
See you next time.
All right. Bye-bye.
Have a great holiday. Steve Preston, ladies and gentlemen, with the SBA. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. And as you know, this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.